Psalms 150. We're going to start out tonight by reading several passages of Scripture. I'd like to read these first. We want to preach tonight on the subject of praising the Lord. What does it really mean to praise the Lord? And do we really practice it? Do we really know what it means to praise the Lord? Does it mean we're going to have a praise service tonight? We want everybody to get with it here tonight. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to have a praise service. Did y'all ever hear that? No, that's not praising the Lord. We want to try to look here tonight and see what it really means to really praise the Lord. I've seen them on television flipping through there and see them, you know, and they'd be a swaying like this and just really, you know, saying they're praising the Lord. Let's look here in Psalms 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise God in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And I just could hear Him say that, you know. He made that last statement, and He said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And He said, I have breath. I want to praise the Lord one more time. And I got written down here in my Bible, praise the Lord, 1884. I had breath. Then on 11/19/84, I said, praise the Lord. And then on 11/26/85, I read this, and I was aware that I had breath. And I said, praise the Lord. And then in January of 87, and March 8th, 87, 10 different times here, I realized that I had breath. And I called out to God and said, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, we want to notice in Luke chapter 2, in the book of Luke, chapter 2, and let's notice verse 13, Luke 2:13. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God. Who are they praising? They were praising God. It wasn't for their benefit. It wasn't for them to get spiritually high. It was praising God. They were giving Him all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. They were praising God. Now, let us notice also in Luke chapter 19. Now, those were the angels that were praising God there. Now, in Luke chapter 19, in verse 37, 19:37, and when He was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. They were praising God. They were giving God the honor and giving God the glory for all that they had seen. Now, notice in chapter 24 of the same book. Chapter 24 and verse 53. Let us notice verse 52. And they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen. They were continually praising and blessing God. That's what praising is. Praising is blessing God. Praising is thanking God. All right? Now, let's notice also in the book of Acts. There's a couple verses there we want to read. In the book of Acts, chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Let's notice verse 8. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping. Now, you want to call that dancing? That's fine. That's the kind of dancing he was going, that was going on here. And that's the kind of dance that the Lord was talking about in Psalms 150. And you'd be dancing too. You hadn't walked in your life, and God touched you, healed your body, and you was able to walk like you used to. I believe you'd be dancing just like he was. I believe you would be leaping and leaping and praising God, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. Now, notice in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, chapter 15. Acts chapter 15, and let's notice verse 11. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles. Now, are you a full-blooded Jew? How many full-blooded Jews do we have here tonight? I don't see any. Got a lot of Gentiles. If you're not a full-blooded Jew, you're a Gentile. And so he tells all of us Gentiles to praise the Lord. Now, isn't that what he's saying? And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud Him, all ye people. Now, I have one other verse in Revelation. Revelation, chapter 19. Revelation, chapter 19. Let's notice verse 5. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. Do we really know what it means to praise Him? I believe it means give glory to God. Give glory to God. It also means to commend. It means applaud. It means exalt. It means honor. Praise is not exalting ourselves. It is not something that we can do that's going to make us feel better. All the attention is given to God. All the praise and all of the glory is given to God. And I come up tonight with a praise list. And if you want to, you can put that in the bulletin. A praise list. I believe that'd be good to have. And I may miss some tonight, but I got a praise list that I want to bring to your attention. And I'm sure maybe you've thought of it, but maybe you've forgot about it by the time you left the building. But I want you to think upon this prayer list. And if you haven't praised the Lord concerning these that we're going to mention, we just want you just before the Lord tonight, right where you sat, we just want you to say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And that's what we're saying when we are praising God. We're just thanking Him and praising Him. As I walked in, and I guess when I was over to see Brother Lightfoot when I was coming in from our trip, I guess this is the Lord used that to get my heart stirred concerning praise. And I left there praising God. And I sat down and in the car my wife was driving. And I sat down with a piece of paper and I just started writing things down that I needed to praise the Lord about. So I started out with Brother Lightfoot. And I said, praise God that He has His oxygen off. He's breathing almost normal. He's walking. He was there on a machine exercising. And 2 weeks before that, he was laying in bed and the doctor gave him up for dead. Several of us were up there. And he said to Miss Lightfoot, said, ma'am, he is dying. That's what's wrong with him. It's not going to do you any good to move him to Nashville. He is dying. And I said there when I got in the car, I said, praise God that He's able to breathe. He's able to walk. Then I couldn't help but think about Brother Larry. He's a lot better than he was a couple of weeks ago. We've got a whole lot to thank God for concerning Brother Larry's health. And we need to praise God. Have you praised God about that yet? He's been here the last several services. There he missed a few. Wasn't able to come. But he's able to come. The Lord has touched his heart. We need to stop and say, praise God. And then I couldn't help but think of Darlene's mother. Here she is, almost 90, had surgery, and she's been out of surgery. I imagine she's home by now, and doing much better at that age. But I just said, praise God. Before she had surgery, doctor's ready to perform surgery, she said, wait a minute. So we're going to have a word of prayer first. And she just prayed before surgery. And so, not only does Darlene and their family have a lot to praise God about, but we do also. On Darlene's behalf and for her benefit, we need to praise God with her that her mother's doing much better. And then we saw Debbie Santisteban up north. And my wife and I were talking about her. And she seemed to be doing some better. And there for a while the doctors gave a pretty rough diagnosis. But it's not as bad as it was. And so we need to praise the Lord on her behalf. And then, couldn't help but think of Miss Elsie. Got two more treatments. And I'm sure that's been rough on her. But she's almost through with it. Been in service every service.
She hadn't gotten sick over it. We've got a lot to thank the Lord on her behalf also. Brother Adrian. I guess from what I hear, they almost gave him up for dead when he had his lung surgery. He was in bad shape. There he is. Sitting in the house of God. Worshiping and praising God. We've got so much to praise God for. Brother Nicky. Remember him telling me about the providence that he had. I don't call them accidents. They're providence. But anyway, he could have very easily left this old world. But God in His providence watched over him. And he didn't die. He came through all of that he went through. We need to praise God for that. And then I couldn't help but think about Elizabeth. She was in bad shape. When she went to the hospital, we didn't tell her that then. We didn't tell her that there's been a lot of people that had died with a busted appendix or a ruptured appendix. But she could have. But here she is in the service. Did you all really praise God for that? Did you really praise Him? And then the Lord brought Christy through her tonsil surgery. And then also, I couldn't help but think of Pearl. Had her surgery. And all of the results of that turned out good. She doesn't have cancer. A lot of women do have that cancer with that type of surgery. But she came through it. We need to praise God for her. And then I couldn't help but think of Sarah and the baby. Got a healthy baby. Sarah came through that well. I say, oh, they have babies every day. There's a lot of ladies that are dead today by bringing forth a child into this world. But she made it through that. And God blessed her with a beautiful baby. We got a lot to be thankful for. To praise God about. Then I couldn't help but think of Joe and Linda. God gave them their first grandbaby. There's a lot of folks their age that don't have grandbabies. That's even older than they are that don't have grandbabies. But they have their first grandbaby. That's a lot to be thankful for. And to praise God about. And then Derek Balsall. In the hospital two different times. With pneumonia. But he came through that. And we need to praise God for that. Michael was in the hospital. With pneumonia. Could have died with pneumonia. A lot of people die with pneumonia. Also, Mrs. Carter. The doctors almost gave her up for dead. But here she was here this morning, having a few minor problems, but she's doing well, doing real good. Driving her car around. Never thought there for a while as I was visiting with her and being with her there in the hospital that she'd never drive her car again. I never thought I'd see that little red bomb pull in here. You know, But here she is, coming, driving that car to church. And she drives it. And so we need to praise God also on her behalf. Are you all catching on now? Are you catching on what it really means to praise God? Mrs. Stratton, 80-some years old. They're in the hospital for about a week or more. She's in pretty bad shape. But God touched her body, raised her up, sent her home, and she's doing fine. We need to praise God. And I'm sure Brother Ben and the children have been praising God that God has touched her body and healed her and given her to them for a few more days or months or years. Also, couldn't help but think of Sister Dewberry. Had cancer. So far, they have no trace of it. She has no trace of it. There's a lot of people today that have died with the same thing that she had. But here she sits. We need to praise God. You know, I'm afraid that we've become a little lax in praising God. Or we really don't know what it really means to praise God. But I'm just trying to stir your pure minds by way of remembrance, as Peter did to them over there in 1 Peter. Also, I thought about Brother Bobby and his family. How the Lord had brought them through the trial that they just went through. But here he is. God brought him through it. He's not out in his car somewhere drinking a bottle of whiskey. He's not all bombed out with depression and in the hospital. You know, a lot of people, that happens to a lot of people. They go through the very same thing that he's gone through the past several months. But his mother's doing fine. The kids are doing fine. That's something to praise God about. And a lot of times, these things we take for granted. And they're not as meaningful to us as they ought to be. And we don't think upon them and meditate upon them and praise God the way that we ought to. I thought about Brother James and Sid, how the Lord has protected them. Get the news every Sunday from them. And they were in some pretty tough situations there. People out right outside their door carrying guns and rifles and pistols and so on, and everywhere he goes. We need to praise God that God is watching over them and protecting them. And then, as I was sitting there, I couldn't help but think of how the Lord had brought us back to Olmsted safely. I've traveled thousands and thousands and thousands of miles. And God has been with us, given us traveling mercy. Even while I was sleeping at the wheel occasionally. You all have never done that. And the Lord has brought us home safe. Brother Keller, couldn't help but think of Brother Keller. Traveled 7,000 miles to come here and see me. Meet his new pastor. Travel 7,000 miles, and here he sits. Safe. We need to praise God for that. And oh yes, those little babies of ours that had a high fever 40 years ago. that we forgot all about. And if their temperature had gone up just a little bit more, they could have been damaged for life. But the Lord brought that temperature down. And oh yes, those same babies, the Lord has saved their soul, and they're serving the Lord today. Have y'all thought about that? Have you praised the Lord lately about that, or did you just forget about it? Or did you just take for granted that the Lord just brought that temperature down and they're fine now? But look what those children are today. Praise God that He has kept our children out of drugs. None of our children are alcoholics. None of them are in jail. Do you think that was accidental? Or do you think the Lord had a little bit to do with that? Are we any better than those that have that this has happened to? No, the Lord has favored us. He has blessed us. Don't for a minute think that we're any better than they are, because we are not. We have good children today. We have them because God gave them to us. And we need to praise God for it. And oh yes, Lord, I want to thank You for those talents that You have given to my children. And they're using those talents for the honor and the glory of the Lord. And oh yes, Lord, I don't want to forget that beautiful siding we have on our church building. I don't want to forget those beautiful windows. And oh yes, Lord, the vent up there that's looks so much better. And Lord, I don't want to forget that beautiful parsonage that the Lord blessed us with and gave us the money to pay for it. And then I haven't forgotten. And I thank the Lord tonight for the way that You've taken care of us. You've taken care of me. You've taken care of my wife financially. I thank the Lord for that. The Lord has been so good to my wife and I. The Lord has brought us through so many things that I just want to praise God tonight for the way that He's brought us through all of these things. There's a lot of men my age tonight that have died over the same thing I had concerning my heart. And I thank God for the way that He has blessed me. And oh, I want to thank the Lord tonight for the grace of God that He has given me to live for Him another day. Because we're all here tonight purely, 100%, by the grace of God. The Lord has given us the grace to be where we are tonight. And I couldn't help but think of the day that the Lord picked me up out of the gutter of sin and saved my soul. Because there's a lot of people today that are in hell today. But here I am, saved by the grace of God. And then I want to thank the Lord and praise Him tonight for all those brothers and sisters and friends that were there to help me to carry that heavy load that I was carrying several times. And I thank God for them. I praise God tonight for those brothers and sisters and friends that were there in time of need that I was going through. Or did you all just take that for granted? Huh? Or did you just say, thank you, Lord? And that's what we're saying. When we're saying, praise the Lord, we're just simply saying, thank you, Lord. We need to praise God for every hour that He allows us to live. Had you all praised the Lord for another day that He's given you today? Don't wait until you have to go through something for the Lord to have to teach you something. Praise Him right now for the help that He has given to each one of you. Don't take it for granted. Praise Him for another hour that He's given you to live. And that's what I try to do. More so today than ever. I try to thank Him and praise Him. When you're not doing that, you're not living. You're not really living. Even though you have serious sicknesses, we get down and out and depressed, backslidden, away from the Lord. We're really not living. You're not living when you're worried and continually worrying about yourself. When our life is in the hand of God. Our life is in the hand of the Lord, and that's the way we need to live it. And praise Him and thank Him for every hour, every moment that He has given us to live. And oh yes, don't forget your children. Those blessed children that God has blessed you with and given to you. Praise God for them. That they're as healthy as they are today. And oh yes, those moms and dads. Just reflect just a few moments on the way that your parents have raised you and brought you up. How that they watched over you, how they took care of you, how they worked their fingers to the bones to provide a roof over your head and food on your table. Don't take that for granted, kids. Thank God for it. You say, well, I had wealthy parents. They had money. They just automatically did that. No, they had to work for it. And they provided it for you. And some of you may have been blessed more than others. You have even more reason to praise God and to thank Him. Got ahead of myself a little bit there. We need to spend more time praising Him and less time complaining. And we all have those pity parties. And the bad thing about those pity parties, when I have my pity parties, you know what happens usually? I'm the only one that shows up. We need to be doing more praising and less complaining. And oh yes, Lord, thanks for not leaving me to myself. Letting me have my own way. How many times have we wanted that? And oh yes, Lord, I had to add this one. Thank you, Lord, for the souls that you have saved. Amen. And added to Olmsted Baptist Church.
Amen.
We've got a lot to praise the Lord about.